From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast. Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. And welcome to the year 2015. Happy New Year to you. We are glad that you have joined us for A Legacy of Faith. As we mentioned in our last podcast, episode number 11, we're trying something new in 2015. We're going to experiment with this for a little while, where on certain weeks we're going to have a little bit shorter program, but you're going to get a program every week. We're going to try this for at least a couple of months and see how it goes. And this is our first, I guess we'll call it mini program or devotional program. And since this is the beginning of 2015, the beginning of a new year, we want to think of this year about how you can get 2015 off to a great start. Happy New Year to you. We hope that you are excited about the prospects of a new year. Maybe you didn't have a great 2014, and so this is a way to begin a new year and see some good things before you. Or maybe you had a great 2014, and you're just excited about rolling some of that goodness, rolling some of those blessings forward to 2015. No matter what it is, though, I want us to think about how we can begin. You know, this time of year, we think about making resolutions and goals and planning for the future. But I want to make sure that we get right out of the gate, get right out of the start in a good way. Quickly, on this particular program, I want us to think about five ways. Five ways you can begin the new year, get off to a good start in the new year, and these five things actually spell out the word start. If you want to start out a new year right, in the first place, the S stands for stand in the awe of the Lord. Stand in the awe of the Lord. There's no better thing we could do any day than to reflect on the goodness of God, the majesty of God, the power of God. Spend some time, for example, thinking about some of the Psalms, where the poets begin to just stand in wonder and awe of God. But also, as the weather is nice, maybe where you are, or maybe as the weather gets nicer wherever you might be, think about going out into nature and looking at the things that God has made and just simply standing in awe of His power, of His creativity, of His majesty. Read the Bible and consider the wondrous things that are found there. There's no better way to spend any day, but for sure there's no better way to spend the first day of the year and getting the year off to a great start than to stand in the awe of God. Number two, if you want to get the year off to a great start, the first T in the word start stands for trust in the blood of Jesus. John would write to us in 1 John chapter 1, around verse 7, that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of His Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Some of you are familiar with that verse from the Old King James translation that says the blood of Jesus cleanseth, E-T-H, cleanseth us from our sin, indicating that the cleansing that Jesus provides for those who are Christians, those who have been baptized for the forgiveness of their sins, and those who, as John says, are walking in the light, that the blood of Jesus is continually cleansing us of sin. Now, that doesn't mean we can just live any way we want to, but we are walking in the light. We're striving to be what God would have us to be, and because of that, we can trust in the blood of Jesus, that it's continually cleansing us from sin. I don't know about you, but that is a wonderful blessing. And that will help us get off to a great start because we'll have, not arrogance, but confidence. We'll have a great way to live our life. So trust in the blood of Jesus. Number three, the A in the word start, to get off to a great start in 2015, attend worship regularly. And I would add to that, attend all the activities of the church that you possibly can, but especially attend worship. There's no better way to begin every single week than remembering that it is not our day or our week, it's the Lord's day. And we consider Him and think about Him in worship. But also, if the church that you attend has Bible classes during the middle of the week, attend those. Maybe there are fellowship activities throughout the year that you can attend, or activities for your children. Make sure they're involved in those things. I know some people make a New Year's resolution to attend worship more regularly. Make sure that's always your resolution. Even if you're one who doesn't miss worship very often, or maybe never unless you're sick or something like that, still it's worth remembering that's a great way to get the year off to a good start. Attend worship regularly and attend all the activities of the church that you can. That's a great way to get the year off to a good start. Number four, if you want to get the year off to a good start, the R stands for read through at least part of the Bible. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm challenged to read through the Bible every year, and I've done that actually several years in a row, and I don't say that to brag, but sometimes it gets to, you know, about June or July or August, and maybe I'm a day or two behind my reading or part of a day behind. I get discouraged. maybe you want to make a goal or a resolution for this year to read through the entire Bible, but maybe you just want to make a goal this year to read through the New Testament. Maybe you haven't read through that part of the Bible in a while, or maybe you haven't read the Old Testament in a while. Simply make a goal, a resolution to at least read through part of the Bible. Select something that you'd like to read through, one of the Testaments, or maybe the entire Bible itself. The best way to do that, of course, is to get started. Begin even today. I don't know about you, but a lot of times we make a goal to read through the Bible, but we're so busy on New Year's Day that by the time we get to January the 2nd, we're already a day behind. Well, it's January the 1st. Maybe you decide to read through the New Testament. Just take the time to read Matthew chapter 1. At least get that one chapter behind under your belt. I'll put a link in the show notes for this episode at fawnfamily.com/12 to a couple of reading plans that you can follow if you desire to read through one of the Testaments or the entire Bible. But make sure you get off to a good start by reading through at least part of the Bible. And then number 5, the second T in the word start, if you want to get the year off to a great start, take it to the Lord in prayer. Of course, I borrow that line from a great hymn, but take it to the Lord in prayer. What I mean is begin the year by taking this year before the throne of God. Now, of course, I understand that our life is but a vapor. We don't know how long we're going to be here. We're not promised any day. I understand all of those things very, very well. But I also understand the Bible tells us that as long as we are seeking the Lord's will, it's okay to look to the future. It's okay to consider that there are things that might be in our future. So why not take this year before the throne of God? If God blesses you with a full year of 2015, either yourself or your family, why not offer this year to Him? Why not make sure that all your plans are within His will? So how can you get this year off to a great start? S, stand in the awe of God. T, trust in the blood of Jesus. A, attend worship regularly and attend other services regularly with the church. R, read through at least part of the Bible, if not the whole Bible. And the second T, take it to the Lord in prayer. But then also remember, don't just do these things for a few days or a few weeks or just the month of January and then let them go. You see, the things we've mentioned here are things that will make every day worth living. It will make every day one in which we are growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have a family, make sure these are goals and resolutions for your whole family, that you're going to attend worship together as a family or read through the Bible as a family or at least part of the Bible or at least study the Bible together as a family. I hope this is helpful to you as you begin 2015. I hope this is something that encourages you, and we hope that you will continue to join us on A Legacy of Faith, the podcast. The show notes for this episode, including links to some Bible reading schedules you can follow, can be found at fawnfamily.com/12. That's fawnfamily.com/12. We'll be back again next week with a regular length program. We hope that you're enjoying this little experiment we're doing with some different lengths from time to time. We'll be back with you again next week with a regular length program. Hope that you will join us for that. Until then, remember, your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.